It's hard to look at photographic evidence of marine debris in our oceans without a queasy feeling, and perhaps an unanswered question about how much potentially toxic material ends up on our dinner tables. Anela Choi, a UH Manoa graduate student, has put that question at the center of a new research project and has come up with some troubling findings. She's with us in CR7. Good morning, Anela.
Good morning, Chris, and good morning, Bethann.
You know, we've been hearing about marine debris for quite some time, and you know, logic would indicate that the smaller fish who eat marine debris are going to get eaten by larger fish.
Yes.
And it's very unscientific logic. This is a civilian talking, right?
Still good logic.
But the bigger fish are going to eat the smaller fish, and they ate some things they shouldn't have, and who's to say we're not going to end up with some of that material, right?
Right. What you're talking about is more of a direct ingestion. So a prey fish eats a piece of plastic, for example, mm-hmm. and a larger fish eats that prey fish and that little piece of plastic. Mm-hmm. And then when the prey fish digests, the plastic is likely to remain in the stomach of the fish.
Some of the chemical material is going to remain in the fish, very likely, yeah.
It's possible, yes, but it's not known yet whether or not that happens. The chemical transfer of these different toxins that are found in plastics, it hasn't been shown in any experimental or observational ways, at least in large marine fishes.
So intuitively, it seems as if it might happen, but we don't have the evidence in. Is that right?
Correct. Yes. But it's interesting to note that, you know, you see marine debris in seabirds, marine seabirds a lot, and they often have stomachs just overflowing with debris.
Yeah.
And I think in an experimental setting, it has been shown that, at least in seabirds, things like PCBs, if you feed a seabird diet with elevated PCBs, mm-hmm. Their chicks are found to have slightly elevated levels, mm-hmm. but that's seabirds, and it's still a big growing area of research.
And this is the kind of thing where in science it's irresponsible to say anything more than this is highly suggestive, maybe.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
I guess what's interesting to me, Anela, is that considering the amount of concern we have about the quality of our food these days, and we just had a discussion of GMOs a minute ago, even with all that, there are a lot of things that you would think would be vital that haven't been studied yet, right?
Correct. And the fish that we were looking at are large open ocean predatory fish, so they have the ability to swim really long distances. They can also dive really deep down into the ocean, mm-hmm. Hundreds of feet down. And the fact that they're living in, you know, the biggest planet on the biggest habitat on the planet.
Yeah.
It's really understudied.
And the fact that the habitat is as corrupted as it is by marine debris. I mean, there's just vast areas of it out there.
Yes. So, yeah, and it's interesting because the fact that we are finding plastic in the stomachs of these large marine fishes, it kind of brought a new angle to the marine debris issue because, you know, marine debris is typically thought of as a surface issue.
Mm-hmm.
You see it floating on the surface of the ocean, but these are, like I said, large fish that actually live. We think they live deeper in the water column and swim and forage there. And the fact that they're ingesting marine debris suggests that it's not just a surface level problem.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's just set the stage briefly, Anela. What were the fish that you studied?
We looked at 10 species of open ocean fish. They ranged from things like the broadbill swordfish to different types of tunas, big eye yellowfin, skipjack, and then some fish that live deeper in the water column, opa, escalar, things like that.
Many of these being fish we considered extremely good eaten, right?
Many of them. But mm-hmm. it was actually good news because the fish that we eat most commonly actually had the lowest levels of debris ingestion. The three fish that had the highest levels were lancetfish, which is it's a bycatch, and then opa, which we actually do eat. Two species of opa found over half of them had some form of debris in their stomach.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Well, I guess, you know, with any kind of study like this, you come to the end of a study and with a wish list of what you wish would be further investigated.
Yes.
What's yours?
Well, it's a big topic. And We'd like to do some tests into whether or not, you know, toxicity is transferred through the ingestion of these anthropogenic or man-made materials.
Uh-huh.
But that's going to require, you know, a lot of funding and new samples, and it'll be down the road.
Well, there's certainly a lot of interest in it, but interest and funding are two different things, yeah?
Correct, yes.
So in the scientific community, how do you get the word out about something like this that really, you know, almost demands further study?
We just try to talk to as many people as we can, not just news outlets like you guys, but, you know, friends and family. And it's just like you guys are doing here. It's a conversation about human impact on the ocean.
Yeah.
And it's a big topic, so...
Well, it's a big topic that maybe you would think would be more, you know, that there'd be more studies in place about it, right?
Yes.
What was your motivation to get going on this?
Well, I'm working on a larger project that's looking at kind of how energy is moved around in the open ocean through animals. So who eats who, where does energy go, and how does it build at different levels in the ocean? And so what we were doing was... basically doing a diet study of these different species,
mm-hmm.
And that's to help properly manage everything that's below them as well. And this was kind of an incidental finding along the way. This was a 6-year diet study of these 10 different species.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a bit of a surprise finding.
Well, I wish you luck in your further researches, and it really sounds as if you're onto something that's really worthy of study. And thanks very much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Anela Choi is a UH Manoa graduate student who's the lead author of a study of marine debris that was recently published in the scientific journal Marine Ecology Progress series. Details are on our HPR2.org website.
Don't go near the water. Don't you think it's sad? What's happened to the water? Our water's going bad.